Hallelujah. Now tonight, I'm going to talk about Solomon. But we're going to talk about David a little bit, who was, David was Solomon's father, isn't that right? Amen. David was Solomon's father. We're going to talk a little about David. Then we're going to talk about Solomon. Now, I'm going to preach a message on Ecclesiastes chapter 12. But tonight I'm just going to just get started. All right? I'm just going to get started on that tonight. So we have three scriptures that we want to read. Now, Ecclesiastes, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. If I find Psalms, go back. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. All right. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Yeah, read that. 12, verse 1. I'm probably Ecclesiastes. Stop right there. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. First Timothy 4, verse 12. New Testament. So, 1 Timothy 5. All right. 1 John. I'm at the Epistle of John now. 1 John, the Epistle. 1 Epistle of John. Chapter 2. Verses 12, 13, and 14. Verses 12, 13, and 14. Amen. Now, we're going to talk about youth tonight, but first let's talk a little about Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Now, this is where David gave Solomon a charge. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. 1 Kings. Exactly. Well, you got that hand, haven't you? I gave y'all that hand with the book in it. You have to study that if you ready to go to it. Hallelujah. First Kings, getting back in the Old Testament now. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Yeah, we're going to talk about Solomon just a little bit. And because Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, he wrote Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. Those three books that he wrote, and some say he wrote a couple of Psalms, but we know he wrote Ecclesiastes, and Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. He wrote those three anyway. All right, you got that? Everybody got it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, I want to stop it first.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't it? Now we're going to look at Solomon, David's son. Solomon was the son of David by Bathsheba, right? Bathsheba. Hallelujah. So, after the death of David, Solomon was king. He was put on the throne as the king of Israel. Amen? David was a warrior. David loved God and he fought. And he really did a lot of battling. And when Solomon came to the throne, he really had peace. So David had fought hard. Amen? All right, now, Solomon, let's look at this now. Solomon, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. And we're going to read a few verses here. Because tonight we're just going to get prepared. After we read these verses, we're going to talk about you, the young. Just a little bit. I'm not gonna hold y'all a long time tonight. And then, Lord willing, next week we'll try to get into the message on Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And try to go on down with it. But let's look at these verses. That is 1 Kings chapter 3 verses 5 through 15. Take your time and read them. We're gonna read some scripture tonight. Huh? Now, you know, isn't that something? Ask, what do you want me to give you? God told Solomon, said, you ask what you want me to give you. Ask what I shall give thee. My. You could go a lot of ways with that, couldn't you? You really could. Ask what I shall give thee, read. He's talking to the Lord here now. I'm but a little child. He made me king instead of my father David. But I'm but a little child, Reed. Listen to what he's asking God for now. Listen to what Solomon is asking God for. He could have asked anything. But give thy servant what? An understanding heart, I read. To judge thy people. Lord, give me an understanding heart to judge your people. Israel was a great people. Great in number. And Solomon had a big job on his hands here. Give unto thy servant what? An understanding heart. Lord, open my, give me a heart to understand. I read. To judge thy people. Stop. That I may be able to discern or understand between good and bad. I want to know what's good. I want to know what's bad. That I understand it. Isn't that right? Discernment. One of the gifts of the Spirit is discerning the Spirit. Being able to understand what Spirit is in operation. I want you to read that. Give unto thy servant an understanding heart. Read that again. To judge thy people. That I may discern between good and bad. In other words, it's hallelujah. See, the devil, he come in sheep's clothes. Isn't that right? Devil's not going to come unto you. Devil's not going to come to you horn, tail sticking out, is he? No. He's going to come to you, as the Bible says, he come as an angel of light. Isn't that right? He come as an angel of light. He's going to come to you looking like an angel. And I tell you one thing, the devil can put on a show. Can't he? He can really put on a show. The devil, he get up there and he see some people dancing. He get out there and dance too. He'll dance his shoe leather off. Amen? He'll not dance. A lot of Christians. But it's just all a show. It's phony baloney. Hallelujah. But we got to understand. We got to know. We got to know what's right and what's wrong. And that comes by the Spirit of God. Isn't that right? You can't do this in the flesh. I quote this scripture a lot because it's so true. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth or make alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. So therefore, we need to cling to life, cling to Jesus, don't we? Cling to him. Hallelujah. For our dear life, for he is our life. Hallelujah. He's so faithful. He's so good. And thank God for that message this morning. Amen? Glory be to God. God wants us to really, really, really go forward in him. We have hope. That was what he talked about, hope, wasn't it? He talked about hope. And God gave him a powerful message about hope. Hope. Hope makes him not ashamed. Isn't that right? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hope. Thank God we have that hope today. Only in Jesus Christ now. See, the world don't have hope. Why don't the world have hope? Simply because the world don't know the Lord. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. So we have hope. Hope, listen to this now. We have hope in this life, but we have hope beyond this life. Isn't that right? See, that's what makes it so grand. That's what makes it so good. We have hope beyond this life. When breath passed out of our body, we go to be with the Lord. But the Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. As long, what he said, as long as I live here in the flesh, I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to do God's will. But when God takes me out of here, I'm going on to be with him. I'm going to my, see, this is not our home. Can we realize this is not our home? So don't put roots down too permanently here. Isn't that right? Some people are after, they're grabbing all that you get, getting all that you grab. And there's nothing wrong with having nice things, but don't put them above God. God's got to be first. Isn't that right? You don't take God's money, but all of it belongs to God, but he asked for a tenth. And someone didn't give that. Well, a man robbed God. And people are robbing God today. But hallelujah, God's got a faithful few. This church here, thank God, is a light, isn't it? It's a light in this city. And let's continue to live holy and pure. Thank God for Brother Mike. Amen. He got hurt a little bit, but you see where he is? He got a cast, but he's here. He loved because the man loved the Lord. Isn't that right? I mean, some people, if they, it's almost time for church and they've done good all day, and almost church that, if they sneeze, what's happening? Oh, I'm not going tonight. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's right. He's here. This morning he was sort of wiped out, but he's here tonight. And see, you got to press, isn't that right? We got to realize who God is. If I'm going to stand this month, we got to realize God hasn't changed. We see all those miracles he did back there. Can he do them today? Well, yes, he can. Does he want to do them today? Yes, he does. Hallelujah. But it's left up to us, isn't that right? To just follow him closely. Follow him closely, not at a distance, but closely. Thank God. Follow him closely, not at a distance. Thank God. That's what he wants us to do. He's calling. Hallelujah. He's calling us to follow him. Amen. We have hope. And that's a great message. If you didn't hear that message, you need to get a copy. I want a copy of that message. Amen. Because it's strengthening and it's encouraging. Hallelujah. All right. What verse did you stop at, brother? Go ahead. Solomon is talking to the Lord. All right. Lord, I need help to judge this great people. Who can judge this thy great people? Read it. What? And his speech pleased the Lord. What he asked God pleased God. Isn't that right? See, sometimes God might tell you to ask for something new. We want to make sure we're in God's will, don't we? I mean, we want to ask, see, but if we're Christian, we're going to ask what's in God's will. Isn't that right? God will help us. He'll direct us. And he'll give us the unction, to give us the courage, to give us the strength to ask what we should ask for. Isn't that right? And his speech pleased God. What it say here? Uh-huh. Listen what God said to him. Listen what God said to him. It displeased God what he asked for, and what did God say to Solomon? Hold it. Because you've asked this thing, you haven't asked to let you live a long time. You know, some people, my God, if God had told me that, the Lord, let me live. Long. Hallelujah. But he didn't do that. You haven't asked for long life, Reed. Hold on. You haven't asked for riches for yourself. You didn't ask for long life. You didn't ask for riches for yourself, all right? And you didn't ask me to kill your enemies out. Mm-hmm. You best understand to discern what? Judgment. Praise God. Is that the last verse I asked you to read? Well, go ahead. Look, behold. Listen. Solomon, I've done according to your word. I've done what you asked me. Read. Hallelujah. Stop. I've given you a wise and understanding heart. I just gave it to him. If he asked for it, I just gave it to him. All right, read. My. I'll give you something that you didn't ask for. What is, what was that? I've given you riches and honor. You're walking my way. Praise God. I bless you. I'll help you. I bless you real good if you do it, if you obey me. Like David, your father did. David was a good king. David made some mistakes, but he repented. He turned to God and repented. Read. Solomon woke and it was a dream. But God did this for him. Didn't God do that for him? And Solomon he was really a blessed man. But let me say this. It was three things God told the kings not to multiply. His king not to multiply. Not to multiply horses. Not to multiply wives. Not to multiply gold and silver. Not to greatly multiply gold and silver. But Solomon did all three. Solomon was hardy. He missed God. After a period of time, Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. So and those wives turned his heart away from God. Hallelujah. See, he missed out with God. He did a lot of good things, but he missed out. As he got older, he missed out. Hallelujah. All right. Ecclesiastes 12 chapter verse 1, we're going to talk about just for a little while here. Read that verse. Read that 12:1. Yeah. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Just have your way tonight, Lord. Let your divine will be done, Father. Share our hearts and our minds, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord God, that I'll speak the truth, Lord God, and that we'll receive your word and obey it in Jesus' name. For the glory of God, amen. Amen. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Amen. While you're young, God wants us while we're young. Isn't that right? Why does he want us while we're young? Well, he wants us while we're young because in a lot of cases, that's all some have, you. Isn't that right? Some people die young. But he wants you when you're young because you can move around, can't you? You can get things done. Look at the young people today. Look in the world, people in the world, young people. A lot of the world, they get out and play sports. Nothing wrong with sports. If you're doing it, then do right. You know what I'm saying, right? Nothing wrong with sports. And what else? What else a lot of young people doing today besides sports? Somebody tell me. What a lot of young people doing besides sports today? Somebody talk to me here. What? Tell me about it. Yeah, there you go. Games. My. Yeah, my God, they love those games. You know, the games are hard if you're doing what's right. You know, but then, see, there are some good things that people use in the wrong way. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Well, a gun is a good thing if it's used right. Yeah, a gun is good if it's used right. But if it's used wrong, it can really do a lot of damage. It can mess up a lot of people's tanks. And get a lot of people in trouble. And if you're not strong-minded, it can mess you up. Guns are good if they're used right. Computers, they're good if they're used right. But see, a lot of people get on their computer, but pornography. You know, just a lot of stuff that's not right. So, but when you're a Christian, a real Christian, but some Christians have trouble with this too. So, isn't that right? So when we, if a person that have trouble with that, they need to get some help. Isn't that right? They need to get some help. Amen. And let's pray. Trust God and live for God. And that people that are using the computer wrong, that they would just push it aside and just pray that God can. Let's pray that tonight that God will help a lot of people that's using the computer wrong. All right? Pray that God would enlighten them and strengthen them. And whatever they need to get delivered, send the help. See, God can do it, can't he? God can do it if we believe. We got to believe. We got to live right and believe. Like Pastor Ben was telling us, we got to believe God. We got to believe that he's God. He is God. He hasn't changed. He's faithful. He's true. He'll do what he said he'll do. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. See what David said, how he felt like running through a troop and leaping over a wall for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember on one occasion, David wanted Bethlehem's well, I believe it was, and David said, oh, if I had a drink of water from that well. And some of David's men heard him say that. You know what they did? They ran through those troops, leaped over the wall, and got David some water, brought it back to him. And what did David do? In other words, they risked their lives for that. They risked their lives to get that water, and they wouldn't drink it. It was too valuable. But he said, and he said, well, that's good for you. He poured it out. Amen. So sometimes, you know, we say things that get people in trouble. You know what I mean? I mean, but they were valiant men. They were valiant men. Just like this one man went. He fought. He flew. I'm gonna tell a thing that he flew. My. What's a gourd? A gourd. He flew. I'm gonna say 1,000 men, but I don't remember exactly like that. But he flew. All these men with a gourd. Somebody might want to look at that while I'm in the place. He took this gourd. His name was, if it comes to mind, I'll say it, but if not, I'm going to go on. Amen. But this man was David had some valiant men in his army. Men that went down in a, he was down in a hole, a cave or something down in there, and he flew a lion. He had some valiant men. Read about the valiant men, some of the valiant men that David had. He had some valiant men. Amen. Yeah. All right. Remember thy Creator while you're young. While you're young, remember the Lord. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't today, but they do. Now, let's look at this. Remember in the Bible, it implies the action. When God remembered Abraham, Genesis 19:29, he became involved in his life for good. God remembered Abraham, and he blessed Abraham. He strengthened Abraham. He met the needs of Abraham. Abraham was a rich man. I mean, I know that. But Abraham was what? The friend of God. Hallelujah. I'd rather be a friend of God than to be a friend of the world. You know why? The world, a friend of the world is what? An enemy to God. A friend of the world is an enemy to God. Jesus said, you are my friends, what? To do whatsoever I command you. I want to be God's friend today. I really do. I want to be a true friend to the Lord. I want the Lord to smile on me. I don't want him to frown on me. You know, Jesus can frown on people too, don't he? He frowns on some people because some people know what's right and they won't do it. That breaks the heart of God. I don't want to break God's heart. I want God to, when he looked at me, I want him to be pleased. I know I'm not near nothing like perfect, but I want to be perfectly committed. Can we be perfectly committed to him, to serving him, to doing his will? Hallelujah. Remember the Lord while you're young. While you're young, remember him. Hallelujah. And now read that scripture in Timothy. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let's look at that. Because youth, typically, it's a time of dawning, light, spring, summer. When you're young, you can get out there and do things. And when I was young, I never thought I'd have trouble with my knees or back or nothing like that. You know, when you're young, you think you're gonna be able to keep going. Hallelujah. But there comes a time, my Lord, that you got to slow down. You've got to slow down. I know I have to slow down. I mean, praise God. What does it say here? Yeah. Now, this is what the Apostle Paul was Timothy's father in the gospel. In other words, Timothy heard Paul preach, and he believed the word, he repented, and got saved. Apostle Paul was his father in the gospel. And he's writing to him. But he said, let no man look down upon you because you're young. Mm-hmm. Hold on then. Be thy example for the believers. Hold on. I got, for the believers, I want to deal with that verse here some. I got something written down here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be that example to the believers. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at these verses here, and I'll be closing pretty soon. But be that example to the believers. How? In words, stop right there. In words, which means in your speech. Watch what you say. Be an example in your speech. Isn't that right? I mean, when you're a Christian, you don't say any and everything. But you watch your words. You weigh your words. Amen. You weigh your words. Hallelujah. So let's look at Matthew 12:34. Matthew 12:34. Hallelujah. What does it say? Mm-hmm. Out of the abundance of the heart and mouth speaketh. Now see, when you're not a Christian, your words are not good words. What did Jesus say here? Read it again. O generation of snakes, we call them snakes. These are people that don't know him. And these are their words. How can you be an evil? You can't speak good things when you're evil. Right? Certainly not. An evil man, Jesus said, an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bring forth what? Evil things, corrupt things. He can't bring forth good things. But now, a Christian, that's the reason why the Apostle Paul told him to be example in words. Speak the right word. You're a Christian. You speak different from the world. All right, an example in words and what else? Hallelujah. Conversation. Amen. Your conduct. Righteous living. Conduct. Ma'am? Right. Lifestyle. Righteous living. Lifestyle. Titus 2:10. Read that. Your lifestyle. That's right there. Yes. Got it? What's it say? Not prolonging. Now prolonging, I think that means not being a thief. I mean, let's look that word up. I'm prolonging. Yes. Trustworthy, yeah, not a thief, but not. What does it say? Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Righteous living. Hallelujah. Practice what we preach. Not prolonging. All right, and let's look at one more on that. Let's look at 1 Peter 1:15. Got several verses. I don't have time. Give me one more verse there. 1 Peter 1:15. That's all right. Who got it? Amen. Good. All right. Now, next one is in what? Charity, right? Example in charity. Is that what it says? Which means sacrificial, self-sacrificial, for others. You sacrifice for others. Love. Love is more than just when people talk about love. What is love? God is love, isn't that right? But when we have the love of God in us, that means that we will reach out to others. Isn't that right? Love cannot just be able to do something to help somebody and won't do it. Like Pastor Wilmer said this morning, that you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. Isn't that right? If you love, for God so loved the world, he did what? Gave his only begotten son. Amen. So when you love, you give. You love to give. When you get the spirit of giving upon you, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of, and we're living in Christmas time, isn't that right? And, you know, we give gifts, but God don't want us to, you know, go in a lot of debt, but to buy gifts, to be a year paying it off. He's got the one doing that kind of stuff, does it? I mean, some people do that. Some people take the credit card and they max it out. No, that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to be wise and servant and harmless as dog. He wants us to be frugal. Isn't that right? With our money. Isn't that right? I mean, we got to be wise. He wants to be wise managers. Wise steward. See, what we've got here, it all belongs to the Lord. Isn't that right? It belongs to him, but God has made us good. That means that we control, we're controlling something that belongs to somebody else. Isn't that right? And God wants us to be wise. Hallelujah. Loving and kind and wise. Just. Pure. So he said in love, right? In charity. What's the next one? In spirit. Amen. We have the spirit of Christ. Isn't that right? But the word of God said, but we have the spirit of Christ. And if we have the spirit of Christ, that spirit will be manifested in and through us, woman. Because we will let God have his way. But we'll yield our vessels to the Lord. Amen. So what he's saying, Apostle Paul was telling Timothy, while you're young, live for God. God wants us while we're young, don't he? I mean, he won't reject you if you get old and come to him. I mean, he'll save you if you repent and get right with you. He'll save you. But not a lot you can do a lot of the time. You get old and your knees not working right and your back. You know, you understand what I'm saying? When you're young, you can work through all of that. You can run. If you got to go get a ladder from somebody, you can run. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? You can move. You can move swiftly. See why God to remember remember him while you're young. Don't wait until you get old and worn out. You can't do nothing but get in the rocking chair. I mean, what can you do? I mean, you can pray. That's right. Yeah, I agree. You can pray, but wait a minute now. But look at how much you lost out. Isn't that right? By getting out there when you was younger and doing something with a fire phone. I mean, he'll accept you when you're old. He really will. But thank God, he'd rather have you when you're young. But you can get it done. Isn't that right, my brother? Amen. Like him, he can do all that driving. I used to do it. Not no more. Look at my wife, my sister does. She does most of it. Especially night driving. She does most of it. I can drive at night, but I don't like it. I wear two pair of glasses, y'all know. That's all right? Yeah. I mean, you know, let me say this. Whatever you got to do to defeat the devil, do it. Isn't that right? If you got to sing a song, do it to defeat the devil. If you got to run, whatever. See, now when I say run, I mean you run from sin, don't you? You run from you don't run from the devil. I mean, they'll have to run from us. Isn't that right? Amen. If they ever run from us, hallelujah. But the word of God says how that he'll flee as in panic, won't he? If you live for God and speak the word, hallelujah, knowing that we have hope. Our hope is in Christ. Amen. And hope makes it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's see. All right. Is one more faith? Did we get faith? All right. Faith. All right. Faith. We're talking about faithfulness or commitment. We got to be committed to the things of God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. In other words, come hell or hard water, we'll do what God say do with this hell. Isn't that right? Well, I mean, we'll pray and seek God and stand on truth, stand on the word of God, trust in God, having on the whole armor of God. We can't do it in stealth now. Flesh don't profit nothing. It's the spirit that we have to yield to the spirit of God in order for him to help us. All right. In faith, in purity. Amen. God wants us to be pure, isn't that right? To those that are pure, all things are pure. Isn't that right? But those that are defiled, even their mind and conscience. But thank God. But to the pure. Blessed are the pure in heart. For what? They shall do what? See God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. To some people, God is a cloudy mystery. To some people, he's judgment and punishment. But to us that know him, he's what? Life. He's joy. He's peace. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? May God bless you tonight. Yeah, y'all pray for Pastor Venable, Sister Venable. Keep them in prayer. Amen? That we'll be able to keep them in care. Pastor Venable is really preaching the word. He's preaching the word of God. Now, one more thing. I've got some food for thought. This is food for thought or something to think about. In a Christian's life, there should be progressively more and more of Jesus revealed or seen, right? And less of you and me. Isn't that right? John said, I must what? Decrease. And he must increase. Proverbs 4:18 says, But the path of the just is what? As a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. And light should get brighter and brighter, shouldn't it? Shouldn't it get brighter? Amen. That's what I think, man. It should get brighter and brighter. Amen. As we get closer to going home, our light should get brighter, and we should be able to be a blessing and encouragement and strength. The Bible says, if you have opportunity to do good, what? Do good unto all men, but especially unto them that are of the household of faith. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So God meant what he said, and he said what he meant. How many of y'all believe that? So are we going to really cling to Jesus? Jesus, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If we can really get a hold, I mean, just grab a good bulldog hold on that. I feel like we'll be able to continue to go on. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? We walk out of these doors, my God, we'll have that spark, that light, that shine, my. And people will be able to say, what in the world? Look, there's something different about you. Isn't that right? Amen, but it'll be Jesus. Amen, because without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. Let's see, we don't have a song. I'm so glad we brought the time of God. Can you get that or not? See if you get that, if you can. And there you go, my brother. Amen. Get something anyway. Give God a hand. Come on, give him a hand. Now next week, I'm going to try to get into the other verses, you know, about the, in other words, the other verses talk about as we get older. As we get older, it tells what happens. And it really brings it right on down. Amen? So let me give y'all some homework. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 12. So that's what we want to work on next week. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 12. You that will. Chapter 12. Amen. Yes. Amen. Sure glad to have Brother Mike back. Well, he's an ass.